Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I'm just so tired of trials and challenges. I've heard that exclamation, and I bet you have too. Maybe you've said it. One thing is sure, we'll all have future trials and challenges in the future. We live in a broken world, but you can choose hope even in trials. This is today's content. We've all had battles with staying inside hope. I know I have, and you have too. It's a common human thing. Truth be told, people around the world are expressing hopelessness these days. It's a concerning sign of the times. Even in good situations, people can lose hope. So what is this thing we call hope? And how do we hang on to it? Well, here are some definitions that some dictionaries offer. Used as a noun, it says, hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. Used as a verb, hope is to look forward with desire and reasonable confidence, to believe, desire, or trust, to feel that something desired may happen, and to place trust to rely on. With those definitions, we can reasonably conclude hope is something that we want or know it can be ours, that things will turn out okay. Hope also suggests you can live each day with something to look forward to with confidence, and you can believe for certain developments. You can trust for and even rely on certain outcomes. But how does hope happen in a broken world? True hope looks different than we often picture. Where is your hope right now? Let's look at where you are right now. Maybe you're in the hospital with a serious health condition. Somehow, perhaps life heaped troubles on your business or career, and the pressure seems overwhelming. Sometimes relationships take a nosedive, which eats a big hole in hope. A longing or dream may be crushed and never come true. Even an investment can take a chunk out of hope and leave you empty and afraid. You can add more threats that have a chokehold on your hope. Perhaps you are in a good place now, but you have memories of distant, hopeless times. I'm sure you want to live inside hope, that invisible quality that has power to define your responses and perspective. It seems to me, after living decades on this globe, hope is an invisible, desirable, critical element for healthy living, and it has power to carry you through trials. Let's look at some scriptures that talk about hope. Some are encouraging, and some expose the sad condition of human existence. Even so, God's word is packed with messages about hope. First scripture from 1 Chronicles 29, 15b. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. Job 6:11 says, what strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should be patient? And then later in Job, chapter 30, verse 26, it says, when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. Psalm 25, verse 3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. Psalm 31, verse 24, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 33, verse 20, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Then Psalm 42:5, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." Psalm 62:5, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him." Psalm 119:114, "You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word." Isaiah 40:31a, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Romans 8:24, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have?" 1 Corinthians 13:13a says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love." Hebrews 6:19, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." And then Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Wow! 15 verses, and we barely scratched the surface about hope in Scripture. The big claim of Scripture is this: whether in good times or bad, you can have strong hope because of Jesus. He's the reason for hope. Incidentally, he's the one who puts your hand into the hand of hope. Consequently, holding hands with hope is shatterproof if Jesus is in the middle. But you need to choose hope. You can choose hope even when trials pile up. Hope helps. Incidentally, it truly makes a difference to choose hope. It's like night and day in your soul. Even if your situation doesn't get better or change doesn't come as fast enough, hope holds you together through Jesus. Hope helps. Bottom line, you have a will. You join everyone with the power to decide how you will face life, how you will welcome life. First of all, you can choose to be weak in your natural self. Consequently, this is an inferior state, where choices and behaviors are less than what you would otherwise choose in a stronger state. But second, you can join others who exercise their willpower to be strong in Jesus. And this state, combined with accepting and applying God's principles, brings you into a new place, the place of hope. Yes, hope helps. Honestly, your will is powerful because you decide habits, addictions, preferences, and character one choice at a time. It's in your power to choose what kind of person you will be. You decide if you will live in freedom from your heart out. And you choose how you will invest your life every day. However, your will is not powerful enough on its own. When you exercise your will by your own grit outside Christ, you may succeed for a time, even a long stretch. But you will lack wisdom, perspective, and power critical to live a consistently healthy and godly life. Doing all the right things does not transform you into a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So something additional needs to happen. As you trust Jesus, as you choose to trust Him, for every trial, something shifts. God does what you cannot do inside your heart. But your part is to drive some stakes. And here are the stakes you need to drive. First, God is good. Second, God loves you and has good plans for your life that may not look like you picture. Third, God is everything He claims. And fourth, since God has no limit to His power on your behalf, you can do anything. When you drive those four stakes, a release valve opens that allows God's power to saturate your soul and your heart. You start to experience real hope, unlike any hope the world offers. God's hope helps. Can you trust God's hope? Well, as you do your part, God does His. Then yes, you can trust God's hope. Your portion is small compared to God's part, yet your part is quite significant. And of course, God's part is extremely significant. As you choose to partner with Him, His portion provides everything you need for life and godliness. From 2 Peter 1, 3. Trusting God is the safest risk in the universe. You take so many risks in your lifetime. This is a guaranteed good risk. Why? Because, first, God is good. Second, God loves you and has good plans for your life that may not look like you pictured. Third, God is everything He claims. And fourth, since God has no limit to His power on your behalf, you can do anything. Here are some application thoughts and questions for this content. Number one, do you have a list of trials and challenges right now? Two, how is your hope doing? Three, have you figured out your choices help to determine your future path? You have a lot of control over who you are. Four, did you know you can firmly hold on to hope with Jesus in the middle? Five, are you aware the hope of this world is different than the hope God gives? Six, do you believe God is good, that He loves you and has good plans for your life, and that He is who He claims? Seven, do you also believe there are no limits to His power? And number eight, do you choose the perspective that hope helps? I have a special announcement for the month of November. I want to invite you to participate in a free online course we are offering during the month of November. It's called Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It. You can jump in all month for tips and ideas to navigate busy Christmas days. You'll find step-by-step strategies and practical ideas. The content shows how to enjoy a peaceful yet meaningful Christmas. You may be the Christmas point person at your house. Be ready to create an atmosphere of excitement, richness, even some magic and fun memories. Set aside stress and frustration that so often comes during the holidays. Instead, connect with Emmanuel, God with us, in a deeper way. See how to create time and energy to connect with people and special traditions. If you experience sadness, depression, or grieving, there is even a session designed to help you find fresh hope and a bit more joy. So sign up for this free resource today and prepare for Christmas without missing it. The course is already open for you. Go to www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. I want to also remember some other wonderful holiday resources. Since the holidays are coming so quickly, here's a wonderful devotional tool to use December 1 through 31 to prepare for Christmas. It's called Celebrate Advent, A Life Response to Emmanuel. Short, simple, meaningful each day. And content principles are keepers every day of the year. If you order now, you'll be ready to use on December the 1st. It comes as paperback and an ebook. And it is featured on our online course. Another great holiday tool is Prepare for Christmas Without Missing It. It's an ebook that features so many things we talk about in the free course in November, the online course. This tool has helped people break out of holiday busyness and into hope and meaningful celebration. And again, it's an ebook, and it is featured in our free online course. Both books make beautiful gifts. Check them out in our online store. I want to invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use the online player at the top of every one of our articles. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolfe with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.